Great beings of the golden robe, transcendent ones in love, enfold all those upon the earth who call to thee above. Guard well the children seeking light. Release through them thy power to those who know and need thee. Come, be with them every hour. Reveal the glory of thy height, the victory thou hast won. Blaze forth the full dominion now, great masters from the sun. Show all the mantles of love's light, so golden-hued and pure. Enfold us as we call to thee, and make our victory sure. Great beings of the golden robe, in love's own sacred name, awaken everyone on earth to light the great I am. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee. It is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras, as well as the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra that's associated with the increasing intensity of the color of each chakra as you visualize that color. Start out with the Earth Star chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep earth brown color. And know that as you focus on that chakra, you are connecting to Gaia in her fifth dimensional and beyond state. Now moving to the root chakra. See that as a brilliant, bright ruby red color. And to the next, brilliant, bright orange. And up to the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. And the heart center, deep blue-green. And the high heart center, magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now as you are focusing on all of those 9 chakras, all in perfect alignment and the brilliant intensity of all of those colors, begin now to merge each chakra into the next and so on all the way up. So begin with the Earth Star chakra and merge that into the root chakra. And then those two into the next chakra and so on until all of the chakras have merged into your soul star chakra. And this now becomes your light body and your Merkaba, light vehicle. And move your conscious knowing self into that Merkaba light vehicle or light body. As you move into it, feel the vibration all around you, the increasing high vibrational frequency. The more you can feel it, rather than just visualize it, the more that you can actually be in it and feel it, the more real it becomes for you. And now let yourself begin to rise up above your physical body, and then up through the roof of the building wherever you are. But don't go up high this time. Go straight across to a certain place upon the earth. Your higher God self knows where that is, so just let it guide you. And to that place where there is a dimensional doorway. And this dimensional doorway, in a sense, what has been called the veil, separates the third dimension from the higher dimensional realities. I want you now to approach that door, as you have a few times before now, and open the door and look into the other dimension. But unlike the last time, when it was blank and you filled it with whatever it is you wanted on that side, notice that it is already filled now with all that you have manifested, all that you are creating, all that you are wanting to happen in that higher vibrational frequency, in that fifth dimension, following your ascension. Know that this is an ascension doorway. Yes, it is indeed a physical space, but it cannot be accessed by those at a lower vibrational frequency. You must be at a higher vibrational frequency to be able to step through this door with your physical body. But not your physical body as you know it now. It must be at a higher vibrational frequency itself. It must be crystallized much more to be able to hold the light and anchor the light and withstand the higher vibrational frequency. So, but in your light body, you can step through it. So now do so. Step in to the other side through the doorway between dimensions. And just as you did prior, begin to create what it is you want in that higher vibration, in that higher dimension. Create whatever it is you want. You want a beautiful home on the waters. You want a home in the forest. Whatever it is, but notice the lack of material manifestation as far as third dimensional expression, material goods, if you will, different here in this higher dimension. Yes, there are still going to be homes. There will still be various types of transportation, but nothing like what you had within the third dimensional matrix. That third dimensional matrix is indeed collapsing. It cannot be held up much longer. So know that. As you are on this side of the doorway now, experiencing, and more than just visualizing, feel it. Feel what it's like to be free. Feel what it's like to be in perfect alignment and balance. Feel what it's like to have love surrounding you and within you at all times. Have joy in your life at all times. No sickness, no disease, not even any accidents, for accidents cannot happen on this side. For on this side, you do indeed create your own reality. Immediately, you create your own reality within the matrix as well, within the third dimensional matrix. But the reality of it doesn't manifest immediately unless you completely believe it and know it to be so. On this side, your thoughts manifest immediately. But more than your thoughts, your imaging in capability, your ability to visualize, is what actually creates it, the visualization and the feeling that goes along with that visualization, the knowing that goes along with it. So imagine, if you will, that you're standing on the edge of the beach, beautiful water, beautiful aqua, clear, clean water. And with your visualization, with your imaging in capability to create, to manifest whatever you want, you manifest a home right there on the water's edge. Whatever it is that you want within that home, if that is your heart's desire. For whatever your heart's desire on this side of the doorway will immediately manifest. So take just a moment and add to this scene. Add to it whatever it is you want. Not on the beach, perhaps in the forest, along a stream, or along a river, or wherever it is. Whatever your heart's desire is. Also know that you can bring together those all of like mind, community, relationships, no more division. Imagine a world with no more division, all united as one, together in harmony, peace, in love, in oneness. This is your new world, your new earth. This is what you want. But also know, when you have stepped through this door, the universe is open to you. Anywhere that you want to go, anywhere that you want to be. Not want to stay on the earth. You want to travel throughout the galaxy. Whatever it is, again, your heart's desire. The It is all a creation process. Create it, and it shall be. Know now that even on the other side of the doorway, on the third dimensional matrix side, more and more, because of the higher vibrational frequencies increasing across the planet, more and more your creations will more immediately manifest because of being in that higher vibration and higher consciousness. Now, let yourselves come back through the doorway, back to the other side, back to the matrix. But not as a part of the matrix, just being aware of the matrix, not being within it, no longer. Let yourselves be free. Come back now to your physical body, still feeling that sense of oneness, that freedom, that ability and knowing to create whatever it is you want from here on. That's what this is all about. Creating your own expression of life, whatever it is. You come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael, and I am here to be with you at this time, in these special times that are awaiting you right now. Right now, in this moment, everything is changing. You may be feeling that within you. You may be feeling the higher energies. You may be feeling the joy coming over you from seemingly nowhere at times. Just as in the past, sadness or disconsolation of some type would come over you and you did not know where that came from. Now, feel the joy come over you and let it express through you. And let it be whatever it is. More and more, you need to walk through life, letting life happen. That is not to say that you don't take action to bring about your dreams. You still need to do that at this point. But know that as you are dreaming and bringing those dreams into reality, that is what it takes, the thought, the feeling, to bring it about. And with that thought and feeling comes the belief and then the knowing, moving you from one level of your life into another level, a higher level of consciousness. And as your consciousness increases, so too does your ability to manifest much more quickly. So know that. As you are moving through your daily lives, know that you are the creator of your reality. You are the creator. So begin more and more to create whatever it is that you want in your lives, whatever is your heart's desire, whether it is material goods, or relationships, whatever it might be. But do whatever it is in joy. Find that joy in every moment. That is your mission at this point moving forward. Know that as you become much more conscious within yourself, then you will be ready more and more to assist others in raising their level of consciousness. Do not attempt to assist others if they are not wanting the assist. They are not wanting the guidance. But when they are wanting that guidance, you are there. So know that. Know that you are the ones. The ones that have come to this evolution, being a part of this evolution, moving through this evolution, and now moving beyond it, beyond the matrix, beyond the self-doubt, moving more and more and more into belief and knowing. For it is the belief and the knowing that will take you now further and further and closer to that dimensional doorway. You will then find yourselves on the other side and looking back through to those that are moving behind you, following you. That then will become your mission, to assist others to find what you found. I am Archangel Michael, and I lead you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to know and understand and believe that you are indeed the ones that you have been waiting for. Trust. Trust in yourselves to find that level of consciousness within yourselves. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. Would there be questions here for one who serves in Shoshana?
This is Linda. I have a bit of a question, but I'm asking more of a confirmation, I think. I had been reading the books in the Saint Germain series, and I've reminded myself again and been shown again in the book about 70,000 years ago when Saint Germain was the leader of this area and the golden age that was there. And I'm feeling that with some of the visions that I've been shown and some of the lessons I've been observing, that we've come back to this balance of this place, because the activity is in the Sahara and also in the area of Persia, and so that would now be the country that is so much in focus in that area. But I'm also feeling, because of these leaders that are struggling in Europe, that it's all being tied together, that the one man for me looks much like Napoleon, and Saint Germain had gone before him and asked him not to bring his armies into Russia. Again, the two countries back then are the countries now, so that Napoleon shouldn't go because it would bring war to that area for hundreds of years in the future, and that had manifested itself And now with Saint Germain in the golden age of 70,000 years ago in the Sahara Desert, that his son then, which I believe through incarnation, is Trump. The people back then agreed for the negative energies to come, and because they didn't understand it, they had been manipulated to think it was true and kind and good that Saint Germain withdrew his family. And we are dealing with now, coming to a head, shall we say, to bringing back the peace of what would have been if that golden age had remained intact.
So please, and, before you continue on, what is your question?
Well, I'm asking to, is this all in process and in the cleansing of all of that, of these areas of Europe and of this area at the Sahara, to then bring forth the golden age? Is this all what I'm seeing because of all the books I've been seeing? Is this now all coming together?
We will tell you that you are yourself, you are quite somewhat advanced, we will say here, in terms of your look at things and being able to see beyond the matrix and beyond what is the typical understanding of most around you. So we will say that you are being shown various types of visions and understandings, again, that are beyond what most are being able to understand. So the golden age is now. It is not so much that it was previous, although there was what would have been considered that back in the Lemurian times and such as this, and even some of the Atlantean times as well. But the golden age as understood by Saint Germain and his working to bring this about once again in terms of the founding of the Republic of the United States for America and moving that beyond just this country and into the world understanding, that it was his dream and those of the founding fathers of this country. So we do not understand your part about the Sahara, though. What is the meaning there for you?
Well, there's a lot of symbolism in my experiences where it's pyramids and ancient knowledge and books, and it just feels to me that this seems to be the culmination of that golden age, which in the book of in the Saint Germain series was the Sahara, was the title of that chapter, the Sahara Golden Age. So that's why it resonates to me in that way.
Shoshana, do you have something
to say here? We can contribute, if we may.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, there is a saying that holds true. That saying is history repeats itself. And those that have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend this will find evidence that history continues to repeat itself. The only variable in the equation each time that history repeats itself is man's consciousness. How far has man risen in consciousness and understanding to bend history to his will and create what you call the golden age, you see? So as you see in your book, the outcome that you see, yes, is the repeating of history. And it is true. The difference will be, how will man's consciousness evolve to accommodate new results in the repeating of that history. Does that make sense, dear sister?
Yes, very much so. Thank you. I apologize for the rambling question. I've been wanting to ask this for a few weeks. I've never been able to put it back simply. So thank you both very much, or all very much.
Well, we will tell you also, dear sister, that One Who Serves has given you the title of more advanced. And you must pay attention to this, because what you see is not what others see in general. So we will tell you also how you respond and how you go about rising your own consciousness, raising your own consciousness is also an advanced behavior in the human. So we will tell you that you can be instrumental, dear sister, in raising the consciousness around you as well as your own consciousness to bring about what you wish. This is what we will tell you. You must harness your own power. And we find that you have. This is your opportunity. This is a big opportunity. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Good. Are there further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
You have spoken and used the term ascension portal a couple times. Can you describe that a little bit more? Now we have the door. I think that's been over the last month or so. Is there can you explain that ascension portal maybe from an actual process perspective? I know we don't know in general collectively how this is going to go because it's never been done, but more curious about that ascension portal that you've been referring to.
We're saying here, and we have been giving this through the meditations, to acquaint you with the concept of a dimensional doorway that is indeed there. It is in physical form, but as was also mentioned by Archangel Michael, it cannot be transgressed by the physical body as it is now. You would not be able to handle the higher vibrational frequency moving through with your central nervous system. So, but it is there and it can be accessed as you are doing through your etheric and astral bodies in your light body. So that is what we have been doing. It is a real doorway. There are those across the planet, various leaders across the planet, that are aware of this doorway and have attempted to access it and be able to utilize it. But those of, again, lower consciousness, lower vibrational frequency are not able to access this door. They know of it, but they cannot access it. But they have guarded it in terms of those of the dark side have attempted to hold on to this area. But it has been, overtaken now by those of the White Hat Alliance. They have access to it now. So we are preparing you in these times together to first know that there is this doorway and how to access it. Okay, Shoshana.
Believe that this one, and we will confirm here because we are curious, we believe that this one is asking what is on the other side. Is that not true?
No, it was more like what is that final process between sort of the door now that we have it and our final ascension. And we've mentioned ascension portal here on this call several times. I just wanted to get an understanding if that was actually something different or something I wasn't aware of. I know it's on the other side of that door. I'm creating it.
Yes, that is accurate. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Are there further questions here? Nothing further? Then...
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
I was just wondering about, I was reading about a Hopi prophecy, and we are now in that time period that the Hopi prophecy stated, and it's about the eagle and the condor must fly together, and it talks about being together means the masculine and feminine, the mind and the spirit, and the seen and the unseen. And do you know anything about that prophecy and how it's working out at this period of time?
We will tell you that this prophecy, just as many other prophecies, are indeed in the process of being realized. Now, don't take it literally in terms of as you just gave here, but that was a depiction, an understanding from those who made that prophecy at first. But again, there are many other prophecies that have been made, and some are in the process of coming through, and some are of the old timelines as well that will not happen, not to those of you that have the eyes to see and ears to hear and are ready to move through that ascension portal, as we are saying here. So do not take everything that you read literally, but think of it in terms of bringing a level of higher consciousness to those who are ready to receive this. So Shana, do you have anything you add?
We are so curious, sir. We wish to... We wish to add, if we might, dear sister.
Sure, please.
What you have described as the Hopi prophecy is a call for perfection, is a call for order, is a call for merging consciousness into one, you see. When they say the seen and the unseen, that is a merging process to manifest the unseen into the seen. And we will tell you that the parts of this prophecy are simple and clear. But there is, again, as we have described before, the variable. The variable is man's consciousness. If man wishes to see this prophecy or other prophecies manifest in their lives, the consciousness must be raised to meet the manifestation and meet the prophecy, you see. So we would wish to ask you, which part of that prophecy, which part calls to you?
Well, what I read after that too is that it's talking about if this doesn't happen, then the nation falls, and our civilization falls. And one of the things they brought up is that about our president. And he was given a contract to be here, not just to be president, but to fulfill the contract in the physical and that of being, to open the doors to expose what is behind it. So in other words, disclosure, I guess you would say. And he could do it either way. He could do it by the physical and remain complete, and that opens the door, and he will open the door from within the office. Or he can fulfill the contract through departure, and this departure becomes the event that opens the door. In other words, the exposing of what...
We understand. We see the idea that you are bringing forth. We will just say that once again, all of these things that are in progress and in process are dependent upon man's frequency, man's vibrational frequency. So we would say, as you read those words and as you understand what is coming or what you believe is coming, we would ask that you work diligently to maintain the highest frequency that you can, the highest vibration that you can. As you do this, you will influence others to raise their vibration. And that is all, that is all it is. That you may read many, many, many prophecies that came to pass and did not come to pass. And once again, the variable is man's consciousness. So your job is to continue to raise your frequency. Do not judge others and influence them to raise theirs. Namaste.
Very good. We are needing to
panel
now. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
Well, we will just say that remember, in all that information that you are seeking, that each is seeking information or revealing or what the future holds, the main thing is to embrace your own power, to embrace your frequency, to integrate into that so that these things can come about. Namaste.
Very good. And we conclude with just continue to move closer and closer to that dimensional doorway or that ascension doorway by realizing within yourself that you are the creator of your reality and that you can bring joy in every moment as you are moving forward. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.